so awkward.
Please join us in worship.
So we pour out our praise to only you. Great are you, Lord.
Say that again.
Great are you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Well, thank you for bringing the message this morning, Don. Lots to chew on. I will also say that I think you started in the right spot and ended there. In terms of, you started with 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Amen and amen. But along with that, I want to say there's lots of things in terms of how we interpret Scripture that sometimes we disagree about. And that's okay. Because here in 1 Corinthians, the Scripture says, where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? He's not talking about Scripture here. He's talking about man's interpretations. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what we preached to save those who believe. God's message always can come through. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. A stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Amen. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift that Scripture is. It is useful for teaching, correcting, rebuking, and training. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit who gets to guide us, who gets to come out of the words and into our minds and our hearts to truly reveal God the Father to us. We understand that that's what this book's all about, not just the last chapter, but it is you, God, our Heavenly Father, revealing yourself. The revelations through Scripture, the revelation through the Holy Spirit, that you bring us into a right relationship with you. Thank you, Lord, for that. Continue to bless us as you do. Watch over us throughout the week and bring us back again. In Christ's name I pray it all. Amen.